Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's actually a crazy thing. I noticed it the first year after I lost my mother, that every event of the year, every Jewish festival, every Yom Tov, every Chag, every experience after a loss is changed. And it has a very, very real impact on you in a way that you hadn't before. And I'm noticing that with us all on a collective level following October the 7th. There's no doubt that as we go through each festival and each milestone in the Jewish calendar, we're feeling things and looking at things a little bit, no, not a little bit, very, very differently. Rabbi Michael Katz, he's the director of Chabad House. He's the rabbi at Chabad of Ilovo. He joins us this morning. Rabbi Katz, good morning. Thank you for doing so. How are you?
Thank God. Good, thank you. And good morning to you, Howard, and to all your listeners.
So in my intro, I mentioned this year that follows a loss or follows an event. And my sense is that we really are experiencing this as a collective nation this year. What are your thoughts on it?
Yes, you know, Howard, one of the lines that I often use in counseling people who have just experienced a loss is that all the firsts are difficult. The first Rosh Hashanah without the person that you've lost, the first Pesach Seder, and it is just part of that mourning process. But then really what one has to do, I think, is to try and turn it around, to take the empty space and fill it with something good, to take that sense of something being missing and replace it or put in something else to strengthen, you know. And once again, there are two ways to cure an illness. You know, people take, you can take a medication, they have surgery or whatever, and do something to cure that illness. And at the same time, or maybe even more so, one has to strengthen the organs or the part of the body that are functional and that need to be strengthened in order to combat that illness, in order to fight that illness. Mm. And therefore, there's almost a necessity and a drive to make sure that our chagim, our festivals, our celebrations are, I wouldn't say bigger and better, but perhaps more directed to the point of what they're really all about, to bring in an added message with those chagim and with those festivals as to how it's going to strengthen the Jewish people, how it's going to make us a better community, how it's going to give us the unity that we need, which unfortunately otherwise causes all sorts of disarray.
It's very true, because I think that certainly in our own experience, and many people I spoke to felt exactly the same, that Pesach this past year, although we went into it feeling this, as you say, this loss and this void, by the end of it actually was one of the most meaningful Pesachs we had, because it had additional meaning. Priorities were kept, you know, were seen in a way that maybe we hadn't seen in, and maybe we had forgotten, or we tend to forget from time to time. So it does what can start off being a sadness or a loss actually can result in the very opposite.
Correct, and at the same time, you know, when we think about so just the simple idea of, you know, when people are taken to the next world or whatever, one of the things that they don't have is the ability to do the mitzvot like we can. And so when we do them and we think about the fact that I'm doing it not only for me, but I'm doing it for them as well, so I've got a double reason for doing it. And,
right.
You know, tragedy and mourning and sadness have unfortunately been a kind of a common thread throughout all of Jewish history, but our real game is simcha, joy, happiness, togetherness, celebration, And we've got to keep the proverbial pH of our
love that.
We've got to keep it up. We've got to keep the balance. You know?
And in fact, like Ba'omer is about that balance, isn't it? Give us for those of us not familiar with exactly what Lag Ba'omer is about. Where does this come from?
So there are two things. Lag Ba'omer really celebrates the cessation of the plague that struck the students of Rabbi Akiva. Now, the plague, we're told, came about because Einam Nosnu Kovod Zedze, they didn't respect each other enough. They knew that they were supposed to show respect and love for each other, but there wasn't enough of that, which was probably a very high bar that was demanded from them because Rabbi Akiva was the one who taught this. This was his mantra. Love your fellow man as yourself. So Lag Ba'omer was the day on which the students didn't die anymore, and therefore it's kind of a time to do the same thing, to accentuate not the fact that the students of Rabbi Akiva died, but rather the fact that the plague stopped, and therefore the remedy is love of your fellow man, unity, being together, not looking at differences, not trying to crush each other, which unfortunately in the rat race of life we often do. It also commemorates the yahrzeit of Tana, one of the Talmudic rabbis, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who before he died, he taught his students deep mystical concepts, and he explained that when the soul goes to the next world, the day of its passing, if it's accomplished everything that it was supposed to do here, it goes ever higher and it elevates. And so therefore he told his students, don't fast for me and don't mourn in the normal way. Think rather about the fact that my soul has been elevated, it's gone on high and it's celebrating together with you. And bring this into your celebration and every day of my yahrzeit, which was Lag Ba'omer, celebrate rather than commiserate.
It's actually an incredible thing, because a lot of what has been experienced throughout the Jewish world prior to October the 7th was this fractious nature of many of our relationships and different segments of the Jewish world. If that's the case, and Lag Ba'omer is now, perhaps this is the time that the consequences, and of course we don't know that it's a direct consequence of anything, we can't say that, but the consequences or the potential consequences have now... we've dealt with the terrible part, and maybe now the focus is unity and celebration of the things that are important.
Yeah, you know, just recently with what happened in Iran, we were talking about the fact that it seems like it was a Purim story all over again. The fact is, we do have a reference in Purim in the whole story when Esther was pleading for her people. Remember, there was a decree to wipe out each and every Jew everywhere. She and Mordechai devise a plan, and she says, "Lech knoses kol ha'yehudim, go gather all the Jews together, and come together, daven, pray, do what you've got to do, because it is through our unity that we're actually going to be successful. One of our strongest weapons, in inverted commas, is our togetherness, our unity, our emphasis on peace." Our emphasis on concern for each individual, our love for each other is going to be the strongest thing, and hopefully God Almighty will look down on us and say, yeah, my children are all together. I've got to bring them the salvation that they need.
Absolutely right. So the message for Lag Ba'omer, what do we take with us now from this conversation?
So I think one of the things that we need to do is Lag Ba'omer is on Sunday. There is an incredible event being planned here in Joburg by some very, very dynamic and wonderful people. And the idea is that, you know, I've often thought about this in terms of this year. Somehow South Africa was at the losing end of everything that had to do with COVID. You know, there was a new variant that came from South Africa. There was the strongest visa requirements were from South Africa. Somehow we were here at the bottom of Africa. We kind of got kicked in the proverbial pants every time something happened with COVID. It feels almost the same now with this what's going on in the world. Trouble in Israel, South Africa has to put its nose in where it doesn't belong, and the Jewish community here can feel very, very isolated, could feel very despondent, very upset, very angry, but it comes to a time of Lag Ba'omer now with an event like this. The whole idea is to emphasize to everybody just what we've got here. Take a look at what we have and look at the cup being half full rather than half empty. Yeah. Take a look at all the beautiful institutions that we have in Joburg, in South Africa, our schools, our shuls, our community organizations, Chai FM, all of these wonderful things that we've got, and emphasize it, bring it out. And so the whole parade is about Jewish unity of Joburg, emphasizing all of these things, and at the same time bringing people together and taking a look at it. You know, and during the week we had a little advertising stunt that we did for it at the various schools, and we flew in a helicopter bringing in the clowns to teach the kids the song, the theme song, and so on. And the people who did it, including one of the leaders of our community, so it was so inspiring just to see and to remember, hey, one second, there may be drama and all that stuff out there, but when you look at our kids and you look at the schools and you look at the enthusiasm, the Torah that's being taught, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, we have so much to warm our hearts, to reinvigorate ourselves, and to remember that our togetherness, our unity, our love for each other is going to be the strongest thing to thwart any campaigns against us.
Absolutely love that, Rabbi Michael Katz, director of Chabad House, and Rabbi at Chabad of Ilovo, giving us and sharing with us the message of Lag BaOmer with specific reference to this year.